We should call this podcast Shit Your Pants. I like how all of the people I follow, like, on the internet are related to each other. They're all interconnected. Like, R. Stevens is connected to Will Wheaton, who is connected to Felicia Day, who is connected to Joss Whedon. I just love it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, Tycho and Gabe. Tycho's obsessed with Felicia Day and he wants to groom her. And Felicia Day is connected to Will Wheaton through the Guild. And Will Wheaton is connected back to Tycho and Gabe through Dungeons and Dragons.
This podcast features adults using adult language.
Why would it have been better to be a skunk than a raccoon?
What?
Because when I said it was just a skunk, you were like, oh, thank God.
I'm terrified of raccoons.
Why?
I love raccoons. They really do. I had a face-off with a raccoon quite recently.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
I almost shit my pants. Yeah. Shit, it's 108 right now.
Oh, God.
And
make a wish or what?
No.
What do you do?
No, it means that I really need to make a webcomic, goddammit. Story time with R. I have the chat log between me and my professor.
Which one?
It's a funny one. No, it's not a sex chat log. I do not have sex with my professor, but I kind of want to read it to you.
Which professor is this?
This is my son's science professor.
Uh-huh. Oh, I want to hear this.
Can I read this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about how to pick up chicks in San Francisco. And she's like, great shoes, by the way. Thanks. Make sure great shoes doesn't turn into a shopping conversation. I feel like I should be taking notes. Her. Scratch the shoes, bud. Bad idea. Keep going with the you could rock her look theme. Like, what other bands do you think you're hot? Me. Ha. Her. X, Y, Z. Oh yeah, so do you have a type? Well, not really. Well, you're my type. And
what?
Me. Does that really work? She's like, yeah, that one probably never worked. I'm like, thanks for nothing. Her. Maybe if you've already made out and are just keeping it going. I'm good at keeping it going. It's the hook I suck at. Well, and then me. People usually look at me and see a little Asian boy dressed up like Tegan. Her. Ha. Me. Who am I kidding? I'm fucking hot. Hot like Mexico. Her. This is why SF should be good for you, though. Much more appreciation of the butch boy androgynous theme. Santa Barbara's so weird that way. Use the East Coast heat wave to your advantage. I'm in the triple digits. Me. What? Her. Her. New York is like 105 right now. Me. Oh my. Her. People are going to start dropping like flies. Me. Yeah, I'm still not following you. She's like, you said you were hot like Mexico. I was saying you should compare yourself or whoever you're trying to... Oh, God. Or however you're trying to work game with. To New York, Philly, etc. And I'm like, what? And I was like, oh, I was just quoting Lady Gaga. She's her. Oh. Me. Me. Alejandro. Educate yourself. Or at least watch the music video and tell me what you think. I'm trying to get my feminist interpretation skills working, but that video is whack. Her. Okay. Me. Smiley face. Her. Oh, something you have to have in San Francisco. It's an it. Also,
what?
Mitchell's ice cream. Go there now. I'm like, one problem. Well, two. I'm living in Mountain View, so I'm 45 minutes away, and I broke his butt. Thus the quitting spoken. Working for free ain't cheap. Her. That's real. Well, next time you have an extra $2 or so, go for an it in an SF grocery store. Mountain View has some, too. It is the best ice cream sandwich you will have ever had in your entire life. Me. Her. Your entire life. Me. Okay. Her. Mitchell's is good, too. It's in the Mission. Okay. And then, let's see. She's like, You can impress potential lady friends with your extensive knowledge of San Francisco ice cream options now. Unless you meet a vegan. Or an intolerant farter. Like yourself. Me. What? Her. Her. I'm actually realizing I can't really eat ice cream either. Makes me want to weep. Me. Weep? Really? That's a bit dramatic. She's like, you could totally get soy ice cream at Trader Joe's too and such. Soy milk, soy meat, soy girlfriend.
Nah.
There's also a great place in LA that sells soy and other non-dairy flavors. Scoop. You should check it out. And I'm like, why do you have such a vast ice cream knowledge? Her. She's still talking about soy. She's like, I love ice cream. Also, these are the things you learned in your 30s. Me. I can't wait. Her. Weird thing about soy ice cream is that it too makes one fart. Me. You should write a book. Her. Well, theoretically I am, but not about ice cream. Or farting. So these are topics you're suggesting? Me. Yep. Her. Gas powers. A cultural history of methane production. On shelves now. Me. Wow, that is a hell of a spin. Her. Silent but deadly. The secret history of frozen streets. Me. I'd buy it. Or at least flip through it in the aisle before putting it back. Her. Okay, gotta go watch some TV and get to sleep. Glad you're loving the job. Good luck with ladies in the ISS. Me. My thing. Her. See ya. Oh my gosh, I should just have a new podcast called Story Times with R.
And that'd be great.
And I would just record myself reading whatever I see on the internet.
Also, check out the forums.
Oh, yes, check out the forums. I am currently, DMing a Dungeons & Dragons campaign online, and it is featuring my two friends, Anne and Jeff, and I am really excited for it. We're about 5 pages into the forum. I started a next chapter today, so I'm excited to do that, and the title of my campaign is called Canis Lupus, and I plan to post it sometime soon. It was inspired by Gabe from Penny Arcade, his new campaign that he just posted called Dust. Signing off. Say goodbye, everyone.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.